Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America. Happy Saturday, a special Saturday holiday edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. Congressman Ralph Norman from the great state of South Carolina. He is one of the leading voices of accountability in the Congress, and he's on the Financial Services Banking Committee. We're going to ask him a lot about the FTX scandal. Yes, that cryptocurrency firm that went under the direction of a major Democratic fundraiser who, by the way, gave $130 million to Democratic causes before his company went down. We're going to have the latest with that with Congressman Ralph Norman. And then after that, Doug Collins, a good friend, former congressman from Georgia, he's going to give us the skinny on the Georgia Senate runoff. Really important stuff. So let's not waste any time. Let's get right into our two great guests after this commercial break. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. South Carolina Congressman Ralph Norman. Congressman, good to have you on the show.
Well, John, man, great to be with you.
I wanted to get your reaction. We now have a little bit more background on who Jack Smith is, the special counsel involved in the targeting of the IRS, in the scandal of targeting conservatives, involved in the decision to bring a corruption case that was later reversed by the Supreme Court. Is he the right guy for the Trump investigation?
You know, John, it never ends. To put Jack Smith in head of really anything with his long and storied history is unbelievable. It just shows you the weaponization of every facet of government that this administration is doing. And for Merrick Garland to put him in charge of this is amazing. You mentioned what he did with IRS against conservative groups with the Treasury Department rule that he couldn't, it was unconstitutional for him to do that, inappropriate. The meeting he set up with Lois Lerner in 2010, it's all a sham to think that Jack Smith will be nonpartisan against Donald Trump to investigate January 6th. Here we go again. And the raid at Mar-a-Lago is unbelievable. It really is. No, he's not the man. He shouldn't even have any role in it.
Yeah, the politicization of so many of our three-letter agencies continues. And another example is Hunter Biden's laptop, the laptop that finally, over 750 days after my co-host John Solomon reported on it, now you have other news outlets that are finally acknowledging its existence. What is going to happen in the House of Representatives with respect to this? Because I don't trust the FBI or the DOJ to investigate this, but I have a feeling that folks like you and your other Republican colleagues say that. That's all right. We'll do it ourselves.
Well, Amanda, you're exactly right. The FBI, you can't trust. I don't know who you can trust with this administration, to be honest with you. What I can tell you is James Comer and with the Oversight Committee will do an active investigation. We finally have subpoena power. And, you know, ever since I've been on the Oversight Committee, this administration under Nancy Pelosi has not had one legitimate hearing that I've attended. So we're going to try to get to the truth and follow the money that you see that Hunter Biden has, the corruption that could be there, the 150 SARS report, suspicious activity reports, which is unheard of. I've been on a bank board, and you do not want to see that. That's not a typical letter you want to get that's inviting you over to have tea with your friends. It's a serious letter. And so we'll find out what's in it and begin to uncover a long history that the Biden family has had with corruption.
Yeah, Congressman, I want to ask about that. I had a chance to talk to Congressman Comer just a little bit ago, and he said one of the things that the SARS will help the committee do is to match up the timing of foreign money coming in from places like Ukraine, Russia, and China, and then payments that we now know from the Hunter Biden laptop were going back out to pay the bills of Joe Biden for things like the gardener and repair work and utilities and his cell phone. That's going to be an important part of that follow the money thing, right? Being able to show maybe foreign money was the coming in to help Joe Biden himself personally.
Exactly. And John, just like all of your investigative reports, it's based on facts. They have emails where it's spelled out that Joe Biden and his brother, you know, were involved with it. They were getting money. Joe Biden was the big man, the big guy. So it's to not be able to get the SARS reports is unbelievable. The Oversight Committee is to root out corruption. That's why they exist. And for bureaucrats to hold it up and not let us see it, what have they got to hide? What are we supposed to do? Just trust what Joe Biden says? There's nothing to it. It's a complete sham. The taxpayers deserve better.
Yeah, they do.
Congressman, another story that has been all over the news cycle is this FTX crypto scandal. For a lot of people who don't own crypto, it seems somewhat nebulous. But I know you serve on the Financial Services Committee. So can you talk to us about this and what its implications are?
Yeah, for Mr. Sam Bankman-Fried to do what he did in a matter of 36 months really makes Enron look small. Enron happened over 16 years. This was 36 months where you have an MIT physics graduate who had no records. He did most of his dealings in the Bahamas and other areas that you couldn't trace or have not been able to trace. It's estimated that the crypto market were devalued by $184 billion. You got over 1 million customers that lost money in this. The top 50 creditors were owed over $50 billion. It's pretty unbelievable what happened. And, you know, for him to do this, we're going to get into that again and try to find out who's involved, try to get some records, and try to unravel it, because it's a tremendous loss to the taxpayers.
Yeah, and there's going to be so much fallout for weeks and months to come. The Democrats obviously did a lot of fundraising with this guy. Political connections, did that possibly shield him for a period of time? Should regulators have been more on the ball watching this guy before the collapse?
Well, John, look at the dollars. $100 million went in to elect Joe Biden in 2020. $32 million went in from this group, the Bankman-Fried, in the midterm elections. You follow the money. Now, they weren't given money just because the Democrats had great personalities. They were given it because they wanted something in return. And, you know, as, again, the oversight committees to root out fraud and abuse, this is one of them. Yes, it should have had a red flag on all the dollars going in. And it should be, you know, and they were naming, I think, the Miami Heat basketball team, the naming rights there. And spending money that definitely wasn't going to pay the shareholders back for what they invested.
Yeah.
Congressman, I wanted to ask you a question about who is to become the Speaker of the House. A lot of people presume that it will be Congressman Kevin McCarthy, but there are a few people who have some misgivings about that. What do you want to see from Congressman Kevin McCarthy before you decide definitively to vote for him as Speaker?
Man, I'm not going to support Kevin McCarthy. You know, Washington is broken. There's a cancer in this country, and it can't be fixed with aspirin, and it's called overspending. When you're bankrupt, you can't function as a country, and we're on a path that's unsustainable. I had asked Mr. McCarthy during one of our meetings to would he agree to the 7-year budget that the Republican Study Committee had to pay off the deficit and to get this country back. He said no, and I'm simply not going along with another 20-year budget, which is what he wanted to propose. So I made the seconding speech for Andy to get Speaker. And he would do a great job, and that's who we'll see. There's other people as well that I think you will that you will see. But Andy Biggs will make a great one. He's knowledgeable. And there are a growing number of us who have just lost faith in that McCarthy could do the job. And the Speaker is the most important position at this point in time in this country. And it's been abused by Nancy Pelosi. And we need somebody that actually will be a Ron DeSantis type Speaker who will put this country on a financial path, as well as so many other things. So I'm supporting Andy.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Right after the commercial break, Doug Collins will be joining us. You're going to get your latest update on the race between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock for the lone remaining unsettled seat in the U.S. Senate. Will we have a 50-50 Senate, or will Democrats enjoy a 51-49 advantage? We'll have Doug Collins give us the latest on that question right after this commercial break. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Our next guest used to serve as the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee and someone who we surely miss in the halls of Congress, but perhaps he doesn't miss the Marble Asylum too much these days anymore. I don't blame him. We are lucky to call him a friend of the show. He is former congressman and current podcast host, Doug Collins. Representative, welcome back to the show.
Oh, man, it's always good to be with you and John.
It's great to have you, and I wanted to ask you, Your perception of what happened in the midterms. You're out of Congress. You're out of the Marble Asylum, like I said. A lot of people predicted this red tsunami, and I know that you've talked about this on your podcast, but just give us kind of your overall synopsis of what transpired.
Yeah, thanks, man. And I did just to go about this on the podcast today, and I put it up because I wanted to give a just an honest assessment. I think we got to go back in reality. In elections, candidates matter. In elections, the fundamentals matter. And these are the things that I feel like a lot of our candidates maybe were missing. They depended either on too much of an endorsement, maybe from other congresspeople, or maybe even Donald Trump himself. And in the general election, you just saw, just several ideas of where the candidates did not do what I call the basics. The other thing I think that's very important is you have to deal, especially in congressional seats, it matters what you're saying to the audience that votes for you. Now, understand, Republicans won the most votes in the country the other night, but yet we did not gain the seats that we would think reflect that. Why? Because in individual congressional seats, I think our message and our candidates missed the audience that we were actually, targeting that had to vote for them. So, look, a lot of this went into place. I think, we did pick up 14 seats last election. We picked up, but we won the House, which is a victory. I tell you, long term, what it told me was we're in for some very tight elections and tight margins in the United States House, possibly for the next several cycles.
Yeah, and as you point out, the little things matter. It matters in sports and Olympics. It matters in politics. And I thought you really captured that really well today with that podcast. Congressman, there is a lot of talk about the special prosecutor that was named to investigate Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Jack Smith, we've done some reporting on him. He has that expansive view, which is if you don't have someone reporting a crime, go look for a theory that you can prosecute a crime. You see that in his early emails where he pressures the IRS to start what became the Lois Lerner scandal, go after nonprofit groups. There wasn't a complaint that they were doing anything wrong. He just came up with a legal theory called conspiracy to do that. It's a mindset that seems to be creeping into the Justice Department at every nook and cranny. You used to oversee it. How do we get that back to a more balanced approach?
Well, I think it's going to be from an accountability standpoint, and that's going to come from hopefully from the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, the rest of the group, as they begin the new Congress. But this is not new. We've seen this in the last, and John, I know you have, Amanda, we've talked about this. Yeah. We saw new legal theories being put forward in the Mueller investigation. We saw this in other briefs that were filed through Comey and during that time in Department of Justice, with also the FBI's help in this. And it becomes, here's the part that bothers me the most about what we're seeing is, we may not know if you're guilty, but we're going to make you prove you're not. It's almost, if you follow me there for a second, we've sort of returned the whole judicial process on its head. And instead of you being, you know, proven guilty, it's now you almost have to prove innocence. And that's just, I mean, and it's become more and more popular. You hear it, and this is concerning, guys, because I hear it from Republicans and I hear it from Democrats. And we've got to recoil from this. If a Republican says something about a Democrat, well, if you're innocent, we'll just know it. Or if a Democrat says the other thing about a Republican, this has got to stop. The judicial system has got to go back to being blind and carrying out justice in an orderly fashion, no matter who is committed the issue or is being investigated. They have to know it's a fair process. And we're not seeing that right now.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder what type of logic is behind using the 45th president as a litmus test to see if that judicial method works. But I wanted to ask you, I see that bulldog football behind you. Let's talk Georgia. I just saw an AARP poll that came out this morning that has current Senator Raphael Warnock just a little bit ahead of his GOP challenger, Herschel Walker. I wanted to ask you what you think is going to happen. I know that President Obama is coming out there to support Warnock on December 1st. Do you think President Trump's going to make it out there?
I don't know, but you know, President Obama coming, that gets us, that'll pick us up a point or two here in Georgia. So that's, you know, God bless him for coming. You know, look, this is going to be a tight race no matter what. And Herschel, let's just, those bare facts. And look, I believe Herschel Walker can win. I believe that they're going to get the game plan out to get the voters back out that he needs to win. I think they're going to be a lot of lower turnout than we expected, because there's really nothing else on the ballot in the state of Georgia. And with the Senate already being decided, you can sense the level of urgency is down a little bit. The concern, if you're a Warnock, if you're Walker, is you were 200,000 votes behind the other Democrats. I mean, the other Republicans, I'm sorry, coming into the, out of the general election, which means for some reason, you got to now go back and try and appeal to those Republicans who either just skipped the race or didn't vote for you. Can it be overcome? Yes, it can. Is it going to be ads on TV and news breaking? No, it's going to be the old fashioned. Are we going to get our votes out? And I'm going to tell you right now, districts like the 9th district in northeast Georgia, the 14th in northwest Georgia, the 8th district in middle Georgia, if these conservative districts don't turn out, and if you look back in the numbers on general election day, they were lower percentages for Walker. He's got to boost the turnout in those areas.
Yeah, such a great point. There was also a large loss to the Libertarian candidate. He can make some of that up if you can flip those Libertarians over rather than having to go to Warnock. Brian Kemp's going to be the quarterback at the state level. He seems to have built a little bit of a political machine for himself. How much can he help Herschel Walker in this process?
I think it could have helped a great deal going into it if they could have ever gotten over, you know, the situation where they didn't campaign together. Remember, right. John Amanda, they never campaigned together. So, I mean, you had two separate spheres going here. And some of that was some old boil over from, you know, the problems of the last couple of years here in Georgia. And that's understandable. I think Kemp's folks, it definitely helped. It definitely doesn't hurt. Is it going to be the thing that can push him over? Yeah, I think it could. Because Kemp has been in Georgia politics for 16, 17 years. And he spent 4 years basically running to get reelected. So there is some of that ground game that is there. But again, the big key is how we get those people out in a shortened early vote time frame and then on, you know, voting 4 weeks after the general. This is going to be tight. We got to get people out. And Republicans, I mean, if you don't want to see the Democrats get full control of the Senate, then Republicans need to get off of their Twitter accounts. They need to get off their Facebook accounts and put their name on an account called a ballot. And then they got to go out and vote.
Yeah. Good advice.
Less tweetership, more leadership. I think that's should be the MO going forward. Congressman, we appreciate you coming on. I wanted to ask you very quickly before we go. I almost hate to ask, but if Warnock wins, does that mean that Georgia's gone blue?
No. In fact, it's an anomaly. The two Senate seats, just because of what we've seen. In fact, I'd love to come back on another time and I'll explain to you exactly why Georgia's still a center red state.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties.
You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, folks. Tomorrow we've got a great lineup. Congressman Greg Stube for the great state of Florida, one of the great law and order Republicans, a man who's going to play a really big role in a lot of the investigations in the U.S. House when Republicans take over in January. He's going to join us at the top of the show. We're going to talk about all things accountability, the state of the economy, the state of the border, some really tragic news. Border Patrol agents, four of them committed suicide in the last 2 weeks. We're going to ask Congressman Stube about that, as well as so many of the other accountability issues, starting with the border and the reaction he may have to Kevin McCarthy's statements earlier this week that it is time for Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, to step down or face impeachment. Big news that broke on Just the News. We're going to ask Congressman Stube about that. Then the man who dared to challenge Kevin McCarthy for the speakership in the new Republican Congress, Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona, here to talk about the challenge, what's next, and why so many members are not yet settled on Kevin McCarthy to be the next Speaker of the House. Andy Biggs is going to bring that in. Then we're going to go to the great state of Ohio, one of my favorite congressmen when it comes to issues about unions, about food supply, about common sense regulation, and of course, government spending. Congressman Warren Davidson from Ohio, he joined us earlier this week, Amanda and I, a really great conversation. Some of the things he had to say about the economy, about the rail strike, about Joe Biden, right on the money. A lot of people were nodding their heads on television. We've adapted that interview for the podcast today. You're going to love that. And then we're going to go down to South Carolina to one of the leaders and shakers in the legal movement against the Biden administration's big government agenda, South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson in the House. Big conversation about all the lawsuits he's fighting to rein in big government, to rein in big government socialism. A really powerful interview with Alan Wilson. You're not going to want to miss that. And then because it's the holiday weekend, all right, we're going to take the fifth segment. We're not going to take it off. We're going to take some time to laugh. Yeah, that's right. We got to laugh every so often. If you don't, you end up crying, right? And we don't want to cry. We want to be optimistic about the future of our country. One of the greatest comedians in all of America is with us. Michael Loftus here from That Show Tonight. He's going to tickle your funny bone, going to make you laugh, going to make you think about some fun things related to the holidays and Thanksgiving. I can't wait for that. A good way to end the holiday weekend with a few Snickers and a big smile. All right, folks, that wraps up the Saturday edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. We'll be back tomorrow for Sunday brunch. You know that edition. God bless you. Enjoy the Saturday evening. Watch some football. Stay warm. Put on some of those Tommy John loungewear and have a great night. God bless you. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-200.
G-O-L-D, gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, or gold. Or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.